Hi, this is Dr. Mary Young. Welcome to the audio version of my blog. Today's post is called Make Your Mistakes Big and Loud. My son Andrew plays the cello. He takes lessons once a week from a teacher named Clay. I usually drive Andrew to the lessons and I sit right outside the room. This puts me in earshot of everything they are playing and discussing. During the lesson, Andrew learns a lot about cello and music, and I learn a lot about a lot of other things. I don't want Clay to know this because he might start charging for two students instead of one. This past week, I really learned a helpful lesson that I'd like to share with you. Andrew is working on something called shifting. I'm not exactly sure what that means since I have no musical ability, but I think roughly it allows one to access more sounds on the cello by changing keys. Don't quote me on that. However, what this means to the listening mother who writes the check is that Andrew now makes a lot more mistakes on music that he was previously playing more easily, and it is because he now has to move his little hands further around the instrument. This is thought to be progress, even when it doesn't sound like such. However, not only am I used to Andrew playing a song with fewer errors, so is Andrew. And so, as he plays to a part that was previously flawless and now doesn't quite hit the right note, he plays more quietly as if to minimize the mistaken sound in front of his teacher. After a few tries at that, Clay stopped him and said, "Play out loud. When you make a mistake, go big and loud as you can." Before I allowed my mama bear instinct to take over this brute who was attempting to humiliate my child, I settled back to wait if there was more to come, and there was. Clay went on to explain that when you play quietly over the error, you are more likely to ignore it or even not hear it at all. By playing loudly through the mistake, you notice it, and therefore, you know what needs to be corrected. Brilliant. Sometimes we overfocus on mistakes that are ridiculously small when no one else cares about them. My makeup isn't perfect, the house has a dust bunny under the bed, my car has a microscopic scratch, or I gained 2 pounds on vacation. These preoccupations can take over our every thought and prevent us from being present in our lives. Ruminating serves no purpose. But other times, we can have glaring, non-productive, or even self-destructive patterns in our lives that we ignore, deny, or even create a fortress between them and our consciousness. The proverbial elephant in the room can be there, and we can become masterful at throwing a cover over it and calling it a table. When the latter occurs, we miss the opportunity to use the mistake as a way to improve ourselves and our lives. Mistakes can be catastrophic, or they can be thought of the way Thomas Edison did, learning the ways how not to do something in the service of learning how to do it right. So if you're going to make some mistakes today, make them big and loud and see what you might learn from them. I hope you found this helpful. If you did, please pass it on. Thanks for listening, and until next time, take good care.